This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 24th of November. John Hastings hit 80 to help Victoria make 346 in their first innings, but Phil Hughes ended on 127 not out as South Australia reached stumps on day two of their Sheffield Shield match on 244 for two. Gary Putland had ended with 7 Victoria wickets at a cost of 64 runs, while Hughes had added an unbroken 127 with Callum Ferguson by the close. In Bangladesh's National Cricket League, Rangpur Division closed day two 115 runs ahead of Barisal Division on 360-7 in their first innings. Wicketkeeper Diman Ghosh ended unbeaten on 141 and ended 144 with Sohrawat Eshuvo and 99 with Mahmudul Hasan, helping recover from 48 for 5. Dhaka Division earned an impressive 263-run first innings lead over Chittagong Division by racking up 401. Nadeef Chowdhury completed his second first-class century and was finally out for career-best 114, while Nazmul Hussain Milan made 77 off only 88 balls. Chittagong Division closed in their second innings on 35 for none. Defending champions Rajshahi Division took control against Dhaka Metropolis, closing 194 runs ahead on 67 for 1 in their second innings. Sheffield Islam had taken 4 for 47, while Mukhtar Ali and Farhad Reza chipped in with a brace apiece, helped by Dhaka Metropolis outfit at 129 in their first innings. Khulna Division reached stumps on 356 for 7 in their first innings, and lead Sylhet Division by 112. Opener Imran Qais started well with 62, while Tushar Imran and Mithun Ali added 125 for the fourth wicket. Ali fell for 56, but Imran remained unbeaten on 145 at stumps. And in yesterday evening's Momentum One Day Cup in South Africa, there were wins for Cape Cobras, Lions and Knights over Dolphins, Titans and Warriors. Quinton de Kock was the star for Leaders Lions with 115, while Cobras and Knights moved up to second and third following their wins.